I just want to let you know that my preparation for this interview even extended to this morning to Facebook, where I copied your status update.
Right.
And I thought that might be one last thing to read and discuss.
Oh, boy, this thing, yeah.
That thing, yes.
Yeah. No, actually, this is prompted by a poet named Joseph Massey. He posted something on his Facebook status the other day. As a quote from, I think, Clark Coolidge, who was remarking about how you can't wait for inspiration to begin writing. Because, as he himself said, it's just a lot of the time he's just not in the mood to write. It is a discipline. When it comes down to it, it is a discipline. You have to force yourself to do it.
Was it Marianne Moore who said art is a discipline we impose on ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. That's totally correct. So that's what I was addressing when I wrote this piece this morning. I just go ahead and...
And you say you don't wake up till 11, 12 o'clock, and yet when you read this, this is evidence to the contrary.
Well, to be honest, I had written most of it yesterday. It's actually lifted out of an essay that I've been working on.
There you go.
So
you're consistent.
Pardon?
So you're consistent.
Right, yeah. So I fussed with a little bit, tinkered with a little bit. Should I read it?
I'd love that.
Okay. I feel like one of those Wild West medicine show guys when I start preaching like this, but you really don't need codeine or opium or even pot to write the kind of language that stirs and rustles in Lethean enchantment. You just need to figure out a way to do it. If you're in an ordinary state of mind that in any way resembles my ordinary state of mind, you're fucked. Most of the time, I'm in a shitty mood. Angst, mortality, climate change, mass extinction, benign prostatic hyperplasia, envies, jealousies, betrayals, rejections, racism, bigotry, anti-intellectualism, a teetering economy, and a flatulent fascistic oligarchy are as common to my daily existence as Wisconsin is to cheese or sewage from a poorly maintained septic tank. I call on the ghosts of Edgar Allan Poe and Walt Whitman and Emily Dickinson to help me out with this. I don't know how they did what they did, but I'm pretty sure Emily Dickinson didn't go out back and smoke a doobie before returning to the kitchen or linen closet to finish her domestic chores. And yet, she wrote marvelously, turned language into a distillery for metaphysical insights and a general euphoric buzz.
Amen to that. You know, first of all, it's to me, it comes across as very wise, first of all.
Oh, well.
And inspiring. Second of all, it kind of belies the notion that you say that you're depressed a lot of the time. Because that's
right.
If depression creates something like that, then maybe it's a good thing. I hate to say that because I don't suffer depression like that. But the other thing is, those strategies, you know, the beats and their use mm-hmm. of psilocybin or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the derangement of the senses or whatever. Those are of the past, is what you're saying here. And we don't need that anymore. If we in fact ever did need it, we don't need it now.
Well, of course, I'm speaking largely for myself. Those things don't really work for me. I mean, I never liked pot, for instance. I never got along with it because I have problems with anxiety, and pot's not good for anxiety. There was a period of my time in my life when I did drink heavily, and that never really worked out well either for my writing. I think Charles Bukowski did better at that than I ever did. None of those things, they just don't work. Loved amphetamines. I only had those a couple of times, but got fantastic. Unfortunately, when it wears off, it's
nasty.
Unbelievably depressed when it wears off, yeah. So I couldn't handle that. None of these things you can do on a day-to-day basis.
Coffee?
Well, there's coffee, but, you know, that's a minor kind of buzz. These are not substances you want to do on a day-to-day basis for the purpose of writing. Maybe some people, it does well for them and they benefit somehow. But.
I want to argue the opposite. I want to argue that now we live in an age where hyper-clarity is really important.
That I would agree with. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hyper-clarity is very important. I am for the legalization of marijuana, even though I don't use it myself. But there's an aspect to it that does worry me, which that it will somehow feed into this passivity. And this is a time when we really need strong communities to come together. and help maintain, sustain human values. Non-commercial values are essential at this point. So I do worry that a bit, you know, like television. You know, television is wonderful for finding yourself vegging out on the couch.
Or someone said the message of television is watch more television.
Yeah, watch more television. Although there are good things on TV, I have to admit.
French cathedral films.
French cathedral films. That is a marvel. The fact that we can subscribe to a television station from France, it's like having France on tap. I can turn on TV and voila, there's French.
Are you going to move there?
We would love to, and we haven't completely ruled it out, but there are immense difficulties in doing so, as you can well imagine. France loves bureaucracy. Every time I watch a new show, Télé5 Monde is what they call it, TV5 Monde, Le Journal de France 2, every news cycle there's a shot of elderly, usually, not always, but usually elderly people hunched over a dining room table going over this highly complicated form, a new tax law, a new some kind of law, something to do with their Social Security, their pension. Every time they're having to cope with these very complicated forms. And these are French people.
Would you settle for Belgium?
I thought about Belgium. I have a friend in Belgium. He's in the, you know, Belgium is a funny country because one half is like Flanders. It's heavily Dutch influenced. They speak Dutch. And the other half is Wallonia, which is French. So we'd probably want to live in the French part of Belgium. I've never been to Belgium, so I really can't say.
Worth it to see the Magritte Museum.
I bet it is. Yeah. I bet it is.
I'm grateful for this time with you.
Hey,
I love the book. I've already used that open quote as an epigraph, so I wish you continued success, and I would hate to see a move.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate hearing that. That's a very warm thing to say. Thank you.